Now, before we get started, did I mention my name? My name is David. This is WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. We will be talking today about my story, where me and my friends Chris and Jack traveled to Roney's Point, where you might ask, in Tridelphia, West Virginia, of course, which is the outskirts of Wheeling, West Virginia, through the eerie and dark back roads which lead to the haunted and horrific, sinister, evil place called Roney's Point. The story behind this location, that it was used as a sane asylum for its disturbed patients. They were brutally tested, terrorized, and also murdered by the patients and doctors that roamed those halls. And it was abandoned ever since 1972. It is now haunted by the dead patients that were brutally murdered, tested on, traumatized, and terrorized by everybody and everything. There has been stories and folklores about this dark and desolate place. Now back to the story. Me, Chris, and Jack went up to Roney's Point to see if this place lives up to the stories that are told by the people that were living around Roney's Point. We decided to go at night. We drove up the path, and as we got closer and closer, all we saw was trees with X marks on them as far as we all could see. What do the X marks mean on the trees, you ask? I'll tell you. Those are unmarked graves of the dead patients that were tested, tortured, and brutally murdered by the patients and doctors. And Chris looked at me with a terrified look on his face, frozen in fear. And he said, David, I have a bad feeling about this. Then all of us heard a whoosh of wind go by us, like the flash just went by our vehicle. And we yelled, what in the world was that? Then out of nowhere, we saw a flash of lightning, and it almost hit our vehicle. Then we heard a loud rumble of thunder, the loudest we have ever heard. And Jack said, jeez, it almost gave me a heart attack. And as for me and Chris, we just sat there frozen in fear for a brief moment until Chris said, David, I don't like this, David. Not at all. And I replied, come on, guys, let's keep on pushing. And as we arrived to the asylum, we saw an evil, sinister place that was worn down with a bunch of overgrown vines covered in mold with boarded up windows. We all stared at this horrific, terrifying, evil, diabolical building. It could leave almost anybody in fear. And I said, well, guys, what do you think? Jack replied, this place looks like it crawled from the depths. I replied back, oh, come on, guys. It ain't that bad. There were, boom, lightning struck and split a tree in half right across from us. Then we look up in terror in the upper window of the building and saw a dark figure staring us down with a cold, dark stare as if it was taunting us, daring us to come inside the building, and a smile and sinister look on its face as we were frozen in fear just staring at this evil, sinister spirit. And Chris said, we're all seeing this, right? Me and Jack replied, stutteringly, yeah. And we looked back up again. It was gone. We got out of the car, brought our flashlights and paranormal equipment to seek out the spirits that lurk around the halls of the asylum. We got to the entrance, felt a cold, brisk wind blow by us. Jack said, God, it's freezing, guys. I replied, you guys gotta complain about everything, do you? And as we walked into the asylum, the ceiling had a bunch of holes from the rotten floorboards from above, and water running down the halls and walls from, and every nook and cranny was covered in mold, along with the overgrown ivy all over the place. I said, dear God, this place looks awful. Chris replied, geez, David, you think? We, out of nowhere, heard someone or something running around upstairs. I said, you guys, do you hear that? That running around upstairs? Chris replied, "It came from the upper room, David. Where do you think it came from?" We went upstairs, and as we got closer to the upper room, we keep hearing somebody running around and throwing objects. And as we got to the upper floor, we turned the corner. A chair was sitting in the hallway, rocking back and forth. And I looked and asked Chris and Jack, "Why is the chair moving?" And then it stopped. Then it turns towards my direction. Then out of nowhere, the chair got thrown across the room and Chris yelled, "Look out!" And it smashed into the wall. I said, "Oh my God, we almost died." We all had our hearts beating out of our chest. While out of breath, everything went quiet. We walked slowly to the room. And as we got there, we heard somebody crying. We turned on our flashlights. The source of the noise was a little girl in an old white dress. I said, "Chris, you go help the girl." Chris replied, "Nuh-uh, you help the girl." And as me and Chris bickered back and forth, then the girl stopped crying. And then she said, "Please help me. Please help me." I replied, "What kind of help do you need, little girl?" And as I walked closer, I turned around to see if my friends were still there before I go check out the little girl. But as I turned around, that little girl turned into the dark figure we saw outside the window. I freaked out and started screaming. It started charging at me and my friends. I yelled, "Run!" And then we ran, and Chris tripped on a rock, and the spirit dragged Chris. Chris yelled, "Guys, help!" I ran back to help Chris. I brought my Bible to rebuke the spirit from my paranormal equipment. I hold my Bible up to rebuke the spirit. I said to the spirit, "Let him go." The spirit dropped him. I helped Chris up, and we all ran as fast as we could out of the asylum to the car. We got in the car and looked up to the same window from the upper room, and it was staring down at us with the same sinister smile, laughing hysterically. And we looked again, and it was gone. Chris said, breathing heavily, "David, let's never do that again." I replied, "Yeah, okay, let's get out of here." Jack said, "Yeah, let's." I put the car in drive, and we hit pedal to the metal as fast as we could out of the path leading to the asylum. Years after that experience, we don't talk about it, but we never forget it. We will always be terrified of what happened that night, and I'm still paranoid someday, somehow, that dark spirit will be coming for us. And I hope that day is not soon.